Good morning, listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kermit Baker, who is the chief economist with the American Institute of Architects. Kermit, how you doing today?
I'm doing well, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. So you've had a week off. I think you've been on vacation, and you're back, so I'm glad to get you on the phone this morning.
Good to be here.
Actually, we got some good numbers this morning I definitely want to throw out. The unemployment numbers were just reported, and a lot of people were predicting that thanks to the weather that the numbers were going to be bad, and lo and behold, they're not great, but they're flat. I guess it's 9.7, which is what it's been for a while. So it's not good, but it's not bad either.
It's not getting any worse. It's starting to get better. And when you look through the various sectors of the economy, we're seeing some improvement. The payroll numbers down a little bit, but they're down I think in the 30 or 40 thousand range, as opposed to 750,000 that they were declining per month a year ago now. So we're starting to move in the right direction, at least.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Since we haven't talked in a while, let's first catch up with your billings index. You came out about 2 weeks ago with the January numbers. They weren't good. They were at 42.5, which was the lowest it's been since, I think, last July. So we'll talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, they've been bouncing around, Kemp. As we've discussed in previous interviews, we're looking for these numbers to move up to 50 on our index. 50 indicates that we're seeing a growth in design activity nationally at architecture firms. And once we see a growth in design activity, we see a growth in construction activity several months later. So that's an important threshold for us to meet. Unfortunately, they've been bouncing around a lot. As you mentioned, the January number was down almost 3 points to 42.5. You know, I'm guessing they will continue to bounce around a little bit, hopefully in the coming months, you know, bouncing more on the upside than the downside. But it looks like we're still a few months away from a true recovery in design activity. I'm hoping that'll happen early in the second half of this year, but we'll have to see as these numbers come in.
Yeah. One little point I wanted to point out that was in that report, you said that apartment buildings, that index was over 50.
Our residential index is certainly the strongest of the sectors that we track, much stronger than the commercial, industrial, and the institutional. And our residential index, as you noted, that largely picks up multifamily and rental activity, has been above 50 for now two of the past 3 months. So it looks like that side of the market is on the verge of moving into recovery phase for architects, hoping to see continued encouraging numbers come out of that sector. And residential historically is a leading indicator of the non-residential side, so that bodes well for an eventual turnaround in the non-residential sector.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, one thing I did want to tell you, I had breakfast this morning with a flooring insider who interfaces with these large architectural firms, and he told me just this morning that both HOK and Gensler were in a hiring mode, which is positive to hear, so they must be seeing something out there.
Yeah, that's encouraging. Two very large architecture firms with offices really across the country, and that's a good sign. The sectors that have been the strongest have been institutional and government work that have been able to benefit a little bit from the stimulus spending. I hear reports that some international work is starting to pick up a little bit, and we're likely to see a turnaround in international markets slightly before we see a turnaround in the U.S. market, and some of the larger firms, I think, can benefit from both of those sectors, and it's encouraging to hear that they are.
Yeah. Wasn't you, I think, about 6 months or so ago, I asked you, what your outlook was, and I think you made a comment that there's a difference between seeing the sun and actually feeling the warmth of the sun. Do you think we're going to feel the warmth of the sun as far as a recovery in the commercial side of the business this year?
I think we will. Certainly on the design side of that, I think, like I say, I think it'll come in the early in the second half of this year if things continue. We're seeing some, some improvement in the broader economy. It's slow. It's step by step. But even the jobs number, Kemp, that you reported, some losses in construction. If you net out the construction losses, the rest of the economy actually added jobs in February. So, you know, this recovery is underway. Unfortunately, construction is one of the last sectors to feel the glow with your metaphor here in terms of seeing conditions turn around. But if the rest of the economy is recovering, if that's creating demand for new jobs and new facilities, then non-residential construction is inevitably going to benefit from that. It's just a matter of time.
Right. Well, one of the issues is this whole availability of credit. Is there anything that's going to happen that might get banks to feel a little bit more relaxed and start to get them to fund some of these projects?
They're unusually conservative in their lending practices. Their appraisals are very conservative. The credit standards they're looking for are very conservative. The amount that they will fund on a project and what they're looking for in terms of equity from the developer they're looking for much higher equity levels in projects. So, you know, they've been burnt, and I think they're very nervous about jumping back in the water here. I think it'll take time to heal that. They need to see that these projects are in fact viable, that there is demand for these facilities out in the marketplace. And, you know, again, I think it's just a matter of time for them to get back in and be a little more aggressive in the funding.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know you wear multiple hats, and I've talked to you primarily about your look at the commercial market because you are the chief economist for the American Institute of Architecture, but you're also, you know, a Harvard economist, and you also keep track on the residential side of the business. I'll tell you, I had an interview with the president of a buying group. They just had their meeting, and so they're out there. I mean, they represent 450 retailers that are out there, and they're saying that the consumer is in the store and shopping for flooring right now, which is encouraging to hear.
And that's encouraging, and I think that's exactly right. We're seeing, you know, we need to see this recovery led by consumer spending, and consumers have a lot of debt. Unemployment rate, as you said, you know, still at 9.7%, but that looks like it's stabilized, but that's still much higher than we need it to be at to have a full-blown recovery here. We do seem to be moving in the right direction, and we're seeing some positive signs on the residential market. Still a lot of inventory of unsold homes out there, but existing home sales have been moving up at a pretty good pace. So it looks like households are looking to buy. The tax credit for first-time buyers has been extended to repeat buyers. It looks like it's helping the market recover. So, you know, a lot of good signs out there, I think. A lot of signs that we're moving in the right direction, and we're going to continue to move in the right direction.
All right, one last question. We got some terrible numbers on new housing starts, 309,000 pace or something like that. Do you think that's mostly weather driven?
Yeah, I think you may be referring to the new home sales camp.
Right. And
those have been weak. Some of it is weather driven. Some of it is, you know, quite frankly, home builders are competing with a lot of foreclosure sales out there. And I hear a lot of builders saying, I just can't build it for what these foreclosure prices are. And so, again, we need to get some of this inventory off the market with fairly strong demand. It is pulling down some of the inventory, and that's encouraging. And like I say, the existing home sales that demonstrate strong demand are moving in the right direction. And once they pull these inventory levels down, builders can jump back in the market, I think, and see some stronger numbers. So I think we're going to see the starts numbers pick up and the home sales numbers pick up as this market continues to recover.
Okay, great. Well, Kermit, I appreciate you being with us today and giving us an outlook on the economic perspective. We've been talking to Kermit Baker, who's chief economist with the American Institute of Architects and a Harvard economist. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.